God is glorious and is wonderful. Indeed, he is mighty. There is no word that we can use to quantify his greatness, especially in our ministry here. And especially in our lives, we thank God for him, for his faithfulness, for his mercy again. He is here, and we know the Lord himself. We see us today, Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I want my sister to pray for us as we start. Amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we want to exalt you for your goodness. Thank you for your presence all the time. We appreciate your steadfast grace in the Lord. That we will be exalted in Jesus' name. King of glory, we are here again. Your people have gathered unto you at the gathering of your people. Come with us as your promise. Thank you, because you will never fail.
Amen.
Where two or three are gathered, there you are to bless us and to answer our prayers. Thank you because you're here. Thank you because you have prepared blessings for your people. Thank you for you are the one that is going out to bless people.
Yes.
You never fail.
Yes.
That is exalted in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, capable Holy Spirit, to bring the word to the utmost part of the world. To bless individuals, to bless families. We, the wives of Jesus,
yeah,
say, with you only can we reach the world.
Yes.
Can we penetrate into their heart? We invite you to take charge and control of the message, and that let be you the backing so that the people are really blessed.
Amen.
Thank you for that, another opportunity. The speaker and the hearers, we shall all be blessed. And God shall be glorified in our lives. Thank you, because you quicken us by the word. And everything that is not according to your will shall melt off under your power.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, over unto you.
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen. Please welcome the people of God.
We welcome you, people of God. You are most welcome to today's episode. This Monday, 4:30, it is teaching, and the Holy Spirit will himself teach us. And by the grace of God, we have been handling some things for some time now. And today, God wants to take us into a new dimension. So, be prepared to be blessed. Be prepared to receive the word, the engrafted word of God, that will quicken your soul, spirit, and body, and settle you in no ramifications.
Amen.
God is here today. You are welcome again. You are gathered unto the Lord. You are not called in vain. You will not go empty-handed.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. In Jesus.
Brother Paul, you are welcome.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory this evening. By the grace of the Lord, we believe that the Lord is. I've made you ready to listen to the word of the Lord, because the Lord himself has prepared us as vessels to be blown as his trumpets unto the world. And we believe that the Lord himself, who have called each one of us to be here today, will see us through together in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen in Jesus' name. I'm singing a song before we started, when we started there, and I want us to sing it clearly to honor the Lord better. Hallelujah. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. He said, glorious, you are glorious. We are privileged. We are privileged and blessed to worship in your presence, to be called into your presence as your own. We are privileged and honored, yes, to worship as your own, at your throne. So the song is just to worship the Lord. We are privileged and honored to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are glorious. Let's sing it together. You are glorious. Oh, so glorious, You are glorious, oh, so glorious. We are privileged and honored to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are glorious. You are glorious. Oh, so glorious. You are glorious. Oh, so glorious. We are privileged and honored to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are glorious. You are glorious. You are glorious. Oh, so glorious. You are glorious. Oh, so glorious. We are privileged and honored to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. Oh Lord, you are glorious. You are glorious. Oh, so glorious. You are glorious. Oh, so glorious. We are privileged and honored to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own, Lord. You are glorious.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, today in the name of Jesus, because you will teach us your word and your spirit will teach us indeed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Lord has so helped us. We have had a rest for 1 week before we come back today. And we have had a nice time with the Lord in his presence. In fact, today, this morning, the Lord gave us a mighty vision of the renewal of covenant of peace concerning this ministry, the Fruitful Family Foundation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There was a mighty revelation the Lord revealed to us, because we have been in the presence of the Lord. We have been in the presence of the Lord, and the Lord is he visited us. Hallelujah. The Lord made himself known and real to us that he is indeed with us, with the vision and the revelation he revealed to us. Hallelujah. Amen in Jesus' name. And incidentally, when the Lord gave the vision, he gave the vision to take my sister to the back to Garden of Eden, as if she was there when the Lord created this, that garden. And she saw somebody, the way they dress at that time, the way we used to see them in the picture, all these antediluvian age. Abby, praise the Lord. So, and those days, the way they dress, he said she saw herself there as part of them. But he saw somebody like a man who carried cause of God causing the ground for man. Wow. Then, but instead of seeing that Cain, and Adam, he saw a partner in white towel at that garden. White towel. Wow. Meaning that the Lord took us to the foundation. According to what she was explaining about the vision, he said, meaning that the Fruitful Family Foundation, the Lord took us to the foundation, because family starts from Garden of Eden. And when the blessing first came, it came upon family. Be fruitful. And that was the blessing. That the first blessing the Lord gave to the world. But later sin came. And curse followed because of sin. And the ground was caused for man. But he said he saw the Adam. And Adam, in the person of his partner, of our partner rather, in white towel, meaning that marriage has been renewed.
Amen.
Family has been renewed. And the covenant that the Lord is having with this ministry for family, the Lord has taken us to the root of the problem.
Yeah.
We are coming to bring a message on that on one of these Saturdays. How the Lord break curse in the family. I mean, curse upon family. Hallelujah. And the Lord has just established what he has given us to do through that vision. That he took us to the first, to the beginning, where family began. And instead of curse now, hallelujah, this message, I mean, this name, the name Be Fruitful Family Foundation, being named by the Lord himself, has been established that it is only blessing that will begin to flow.
Amen.
Unto us.
Amen.
Because the land that is cursed, the one that the land was cursed for, has gone and forgotten. Jesus Christ, the second Adam, had come and he has taken over in this, he has taken over. Because he too presented his own dusty body, I mean his own body, the body of flesh. We are coming to that. God bless you. So we thank God, by the grace of the Lord, when the Lord gave us that revelation, he gave us as message also to deliver to the world. So we are carrying something in this ministry that the world needed, the family needed. And we pray that the Lord will deliver those blessings upon families in Jesus' name. He has sent us to meet family for himself, for his purpose. Not the family that are only downloading or listening to us, but families of the people of the Lord in the whole world. That is what we are representing.
Yes.
Because our God is not a local God.
No.
And he's not a national God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. He's a universal God.
Mm.
He owns the heaven and the earth. So if he sends one, he's not sending us locally, he's sending us worldwide. And that's the reason why the Lord even minister to us to reach the world through this medium. And we thank God that we are reaching the world. Thank God people are listening to us in United States, in UK, in South Africa, in Ghana, from Ghana. I mentioned them. Hallelujah. So Nigeria, yes. Kenya, all those people, we are monitoring how people are really being blessed by us. So we thank God. We have taken the rest and we are back now. And the Lord welcomed us with that vision of taking us to the root of the family. Blessings is upon you that is hearing us today. Glory of the Lord will rest upon your family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If the Lord can give us that vision, we have prayed in the morning. We thank the Lord. And there are a lot of other victories done in this week that the Lord revealed to us. Hallelujah. Even when we were not together, she's far from, kilometers, many kilometers away from where we are together. So, but the Lord gave victory. We bless the Lord. So, we did not regret how the Lord took us into that 1 week rest. So we are back with the Lord Jesus Christ, with new covenants, with new vigor, with new strength from above. Hallelujah. To the glory, and with new covenant of the Lord on this ministry. So we are advising every one of us that are listening to us to please be with us and stay with us, because God meant business with you, especially with family. And we are the Lord that has taken us even to the root in that vision is only confirming to us that I've really sent you to family. and I am handing over to you the foundation of the problem of the family to solve for my glory. Amen in Jesus' name. Amen. So like I was discussing with her this morning, that which means that the Lord has handed over the foundation of the of family, the cause, the root cause of all causes, that exist in the whole world, upon family, through sin, the Lord has redeemed everything by His appearance in us, at that place. Which means, in fact, it was a awesome vision. Which means God can take, yes, because He is God, who lives forever, is eternal. He can wind back the time in the spirit. He can reverse the irreversible.
And fast forward
also. Hallelujah. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. If you are listening to us, just shout hallelujah with us. Say thank you, Jesus. And say hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. We bless the Lord. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. This moment, let's go to the word of the Lord quickly. The book of Romans. We are still in the book of Romans chapter 8. This is family Bible study. You are welcome to this study this evening in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bless somebody today, and it is you. Hallelujah. And it is me also. Amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 8. We want to start today from verse 14. The Lord has taken us through from verse 1. And the Lord has so blessed us. This is part 5 of the message in Romans chapter 8. We wonder whether we will not get to part 10. Because this is only part 4. We are following the Holy Spirit, because the word of the Lord, that chapter is very loaded. And we believe that the Lord who have loaded it will reveal the loads of His blessing that is there unto us, as He will do again today in Jesus' name. So we have studied in the past just as a way of revealing that which we have done. Of course, we may not have time to do that much by the grace of the Lord, because we have much to say here. And the time has really gone. This is around there. We have spent about 20 minutes or 25 minutes now. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Now, one thing that I will not want us to forget is that verse 10. Of course, we are starting from verse 14 today. Verse 10. It says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Meaning that there is an exchanged life when we meet Christ. An exchanged life. When a believer meets Christ, there is exchanged life. The life that you are living is exchanged. You are living in sin before. The life that you are living carnally before has been exchanged unto the life of another power and glory. Another glory. And that glory is Jesus Christ. Meaning that the presence of Jesus Christ in us, in our heart, even in our body, must render the carnality and the old life, must render it dead. He said the body is dead because of sin, and the spirit is life. Which shows that immediately we meet Christ, the things about us, our personality, which always stand in the way of our blessings, the flesh, our body. He said, the inside our life, and He came to control absolutely. He came to have power over everything about us.
And it is only by then that all the blessings that God offered through Christ can be ours, because we too, as Christ, as Christian, we have exchanged our life unto that life of Jesus Christ. At salvation, when we are receiving salvation and we are confessing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, what we are only saying at that time is that we are switching off our own life and switching on Jesus Christ. You know, when you switch on your light, you can't experience darkness anymore. The story of darkness ends immediately the light is switched on. Amen. So that is what happened when we were born again. Our own personal life is switched off. The life we live in darkness before, the life we live in sin, in the flesh, is dead. Why? Because Jesus Christ himself died in the flesh. Because he presented himself, his own body, as sacrifice for us, that we, by his death, may live. So Christ himself became us and died in the same flesh. The same flesh of the same dust that we bear, that committed sins, that accepts evil of sin. Jesus Christ adopted that body and he suffered in it. Being Emmanuel, he still suffered in the flesh. He carried the dust of man, and he did what? He presented it unto God to be dealt with, so that the body of sin of man might be dealt with and might be destroyed and annihilated through the exercise of sacrifice that Jesus offered. And when Jesus offered that sacrifice, hallelujah, he offered it absolutely, not leaving anything behind. Amen. He did it with all things that is in him. And he surrendered everything about himself unto God to deal with that flesh. So the Bible says now, verse 10, he said, "And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin." The body is dead to anything that concerns sin. If Christ be in you indeed. If indeed Christ is there, what we will experience is that the body of sin died. We die. You will no more test for sin. This body of yours will no more test after sin anymore. It will rather hate sinfulness. It will rather hate the whole life of darkness in sin, because Christ is on. So, which means the question is that we should ask ourselves whether Christ is really in there in our lives. Because if you are still struggling with sin, it means that Christ may be missing. Or probably we are not giving him the absolute right of possession of us. So now, by the grace of the Lord, we are going to continue from there. Praise the Lord. Because he said, if Christ be in us, the Spirit will come to life. And within the same body, the Spirit will make, because of the presence of Christ, the Spirit will render the body dead to sinfulness. And the Spirit will become alive. That's why you read in verse 11, he said, "But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you." That is divine analogy. God, by his Spirit, is on. He raised up Jesus Christ by the Spirit. What did he raise in Jesus Christ? Let me ask you the question. When the Bible says he raised him up, what did he raise? He raised his dead body unto life. He converted the body that Christ presented so holy, so righteous, the body that was so tempted and so tried, even tried to the cross. He presented it holy. He kept it holy, and the Lord was able to raise him up unto life. So, which means that the body of Christ, which collected the body of man, which accepts sin, has been dealt with through Jesus Christ. Meaning that now, if now that same spirit of him that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, dead in the body. So if that spirit of Jesus, of God, that raised Jesus Christ up, is in you, he said he will quicken your mortal body by his spirit. The Lord help us in Jesus' name that dwelleth in you. Now let's go to verse 14. That's where we are going to start today. Hallelujah. That is just the way of revealing what we have learned so far. We cannot go back than that. So verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are in Romans chapter 8, verse 14 now. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. As many, meaning that for anyone that will be counted among the children of God, they have these things to fulfill. As many that do it, as many that we found in it doing it, as many as make that possibility to be possible, they are the one that are called the children or the sons of God. Who are those people? Those that are led. Those that submit to the influence and control of the Holy Spirit in them. Because the Spirit of Christ that raised up, the Spirit of God that raised up Jesus Christ has come on inside of us to dwell instead of us. So that he will put off the life of the flesh completely, and then it is by this completeness of surrenderness, of submission and yieldedness unto him that renders the activities of the body dead. Hallelujah. It is solemn commitment of surrenderness, total surrenderness unto the Lord, that makes the body of sin to do what? To die. Because what killed the nature of sin is the Spirit of the Lord. But those that will be counted as children of God, they are the ones that are led by the Spirit of the Lord. What is the meaning of that? Being led, being guided, being influenced, being controlled by the Spirit of the Lord. You see, when we are being controlled and being led by the Spirit of the Lord, the meaning that the Holy Spirit has the freedom, the authority to say this is what should be done, and easily we yield unto him, and we are doing the same, even with it, when is it contrary to our what? To our own will. But we surrender our own will unto him that want to live, that has come to live inside of us. If we do that, that is the evidence of being sons of God. Lack of this is rebelliousness. You see, one evidence of godliness is willingness to yield to the influence and control of the Holy Spirit. The evidence, perfect evidence of godliness, perfect evidence of piety is to do what? Is to be controlled and to be influenced by the Holy Spirit. When he has freedom in guiding us, he has power on our will, and we are able to say yes to him, then we will experience what God really made man to be. When he said, I gave the first blessing, I said, have dominion, have control, and all the other blessings that are attached to it. It is only then that that blessing is activated, because the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of us, when the Lord first breathed his breath on our nostrils, what he meant is that after breathing breathing upon us his breath. So it means that the life of God himself entered into us. And we are not living by ourselves anymore. We are living by God. That was original thing that God had in mind. And that was why they were tested, in order to know whether they will dwell within that trend, or within that, what do you call it now? Whether they will dwell within the atmosphere that the Lord created for them, the spiritual atmosphere, the glorious atmosphere, where God himself is connected to them, and they are connected to God, and God make them his own friend, personal friend. Because why? They have his spirit indwelling them, and they are being controlled by the same spirit. So they were tested upon that, but their will was not surrendered. Thank God for Christ Jesus. We don't want to tell that story anymore. But the story that is told anew is the story of salvation through somebody like Jesus, through somebody in Christ Jesus, that presented himself as sin unto us. The sin that was committed, he presented himself as sin unto us, and he was dealt with in that body of sin. And he successfully won the battle. So when God declared him, Jesus Christ, when he was being baptized by John the Baptist, that this is my beloved son, hear ye him, the Lord also was expecting Jesus Christ to live according to what he declared him to be, as son of God. So he was given his own chance for all the years that he spent on earth to prove himself as child of God. So that was why he was tempted sorely, even more than most of us. But the Bible said, having been tempted, he still remained sinless. And that was when God marked him and declared him vividly at death on the cross of Calvary. And the Lord proved, you know what, we see what happened when Christ finished his course of dying for us as sinner. The Bible said, in the afternoon, when Christ was crucified, darkness came. The Lord switched up the light of the whole world. The Lord made the sun to do what? To even turn the back. The Lord turned the tide of sun. And darkness covered everywhere. Even in the afternoon, by 12 p.m., that he was what? He was crucified. So, and then what happened again? There was earthquake. The Lord shook the whole earth. In fact, those that nailed him to the cross confessed and said, this is indeed God's what? God's son. Even those that did not believe him, believed him. The Lord himself can do wonders that have never been seen before if he sees somebody that live his life or her life exactly as the Lord called him to be, his own son, his own daughter, or his own child. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. He said, those that are being led by the Spirit of God, they are the ones that are called the sons of God. What we should take, we should understand about the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us is this. We should understand the fact that there is no any other guide, and there is no any other control or power that remains on earth after Christ had gone, than the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one that the Lord has sent to seal up what Christ has started in us, and what Christ will even do if he's still remaining on earth here, is what the Holy Spirit is now doing. And if the Holy Spirit enters into one's life,
He came in as Christ himself. Because when we were accepting Christ, it was the Holy Spirit that did what? That came to take over. Isn't it? The Christ himself in the Holy Ghost enters in. And if Christ, it's possible to see Christ physically like this. So, we will have said, it will be better. And then we will obey him. Because, okay, if we didn't obey him, he will punish us. But now the Spirit of God, his presence is more glorious than even the presence of Christ when he was here physically. So that was why he said that when I ascend to heaven, I will pray the Father, I will send another comforter who will be with you. So there is no any other comforter anywhere. Meaning that if you miss the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit, you will live in what? What is the opposite of comfort? You will live in discomfort. You will live in sorrow. You will live in pain. You will live in oppression. So if the Holy Spirit is the comforter, if it's a guide, and you don't follow the guide of the Holy Spirit, it means that you are lost. You will be lost. So that is the reason why a believer that has Christ in him, that is professing to be Christian, if he can give himself over to the leading of the Holy Spirit, is only then that he will be endorsed as what? As sons of God. As sons of God. Without that, there is nothing in that believer that could be termed to be called sons of God. Now, in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13, the Lord says there in Ephesians 1 13, let's read it together, verse 13. He said, "And in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." Holy Spirit of promise. We were sealed with the Holy Spirit. When something is sealed up, it means that it is kept from contamination, isn't it? So it is kept from what? From being adulterated. It's sealed up. So, and they used to put tamper proof to some items that we buy in the market. So the Holy Ghost is our own tamper proof. Hallelujah. So now, if the Holy Spirit is the one that sealed us up and to cause us to remain presentable unto God, and we are not being led by him, then what is it that God is going to present? I mean, that Christ is going to present in us without him? He is the one that has been sent to seal us up. Let's read again the book of that Ephesians again, chapter 4, verse 30. Ephesians 4, 30 again. The scripture says here, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are what? Ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. What is the day of redemption? The day that God himself will send his archangel to come and reap the harvest of souls of believers on earth here. And when Jesus Christ, when that angel is sent, he's only sending that angel unto those that are being led by the Spirit of God, on those that follows the leading and the guide of the Holy Spirit. So if your life as believer is contrary to that, it means that you will remain unrapturable. So those who are being led by the grace by the Spirit of God are those ones that God is going to rapture. I always say here during our teaching like this that the Lord revealed to me. I heard the voice of the Lord. I was just sitting down in the room, and I heard the voice, audible voice of the Holy Spirit saying, and I know it's God because of the language, said, "Son, that the sample of those that I will rapture to me here, to me in heaven, is right here on my right hand, on my right hand side. Amen. The sample of those that I will rapture, which means who is there at the right hand of God? Save Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Meaning that anyone that is like his son, that have the control of the Holy Ghost,
that is being led by the Holy Spirit, they are the one that are what? That will be presentable, that will be raptured. Amen and amen in Jesus' name. Amen. Those that what? That follows and believes in Him, and believe in His guide, and trust Him to guide them unto. So, those are the ones that are being called the sons of God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, they are the sons of God. The sons of God mean that they are adopted into God's family. And they are children. They are endeared to God's heart, to God's fatherly heart. Because they are being led by the Holy Ghost. They were recognized. You know, Christ Jesus, when He ascended to the Father, it was when the Holy Spirit, it was then that the Holy Spirit came. Meaning that the Holy Spirit Himself is God personified, that came down again in His own spirit to indwell man, so that man will live on earth as God. And when we are talking about somebody being a son of God or being a child of God, we are talking about somebody that have the personality of God. You bear your child, your children resembles you. You look alike. So now, the Spirit of God, when He comes to dwell us, He has come to do what? To build the image and the nature of God in us. And it is only through surrenderness and yielding unto Him that the nature of God will be transmitted, or will be transformed in us. Hallelujah. Sorry for that transmitted that I use. Will be transformed in us. The nature of God is will be activated, and every time we are obeying the Holy Spirit, His instruction and His guide, it is then that we are activating God Himself in our lives. And God Himself is in the control. And if God is in the control, then we are dear to His heart. He sees us as He sees Jesus Christ. He sees us as He sees Himself. Because we are carrying His nature. Because the nature of God is His spirit in man. And the Spirit of God that is living in the body of flesh of man, and the man through the flesh that is still stubborn as it is, is still saying no to that flesh. Hallelujah. He's still saying no to the what? To the flesh, and listening to the Holy Ghost and obeying the Holy Ghost. As he's doing that, every time the Lord sees him, he is endeared to the heart of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which voice is there? Hallelujah. Amen in Jesus' name. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Muhammad Nabide. Yes. You can join us if you wish. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Yes, yes. Yes, Muhammad Nabide, you can join us. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. So those are the children of God. They that are being led by the Spirit of God, because they have the Spirit in them, controlling them, because they have confessed Jesus Christ as Son of God, they have made covenant with Him to leave the realm of darkness of sin and come into the realm of God's light, confessing Jesus Christ, the light, into as their Lord and their Master and their King and their God that rules over them. The way you call Him and the way you ask Him to come into your life as God or as the Lord is the dimension to which you are also what? Surrendering unto Him as Lord. That's the reason why we easily call Jesus Christ the Lord. Why? Because we have seen and known and met Him as God. Because He Himself was the express image of Godhead according to the scripture. He came to present God that we lost. He came from God's own bosom and He presented God to us. And if we call Him the Lord of our lives, we are only referring to His Father who sent Him. He said in His word, I mean Jesus Christ, that anyone that accepts me has accepted what? My Father that sent me. Anyone that rejects me, rejects the Father that sent me. So if I call Jesus Christ the Lord, if I confess him as my Lord and my Savior, it means that what the surrenderness that I can give to God who made me is what I'm giving to Jesus Christ. And his Holy Spirit is who is on the inside, who is on in the world today. And when I accept Jesus Christ, because Christ Jesus himself, when he ascended unto the glory, he prayed the Father, and the Father sent the Holy Spirit unto us. So that's the reason why not listening to the Holy Spirit as a child of God and not obeying him, you can't count yourself as one at all. The Lord helps in Jesus' name. John 1:12, Bible said, to them that receive him, he gave them to do what? To become the sons of God. To those that believe him. Power. He gave them what? Power. What did I say? He said power. He gave them power. Verse 12. But as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Believing on Jesus Christ and us, the authority and the power to become what? Sons of God, and to call ourselves the same. But we cannot be called the genetic side of God or son of God without obeying the guide and the influence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. When that is being done by us after we confess Jesus Christ, after we receive him, it is then that we can be declared to be son of God. Then Philippians 2:15. What does he say also? Philippians 2:15. Let's read it quickly. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. I'm reading here. Philippians 2:15 says, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among you, among whom ye shine as light in the world. Can you see that? The Lord expects us as son of God, as God is shining glory. The Lord wants us to do the same. And he said, he's expecting us to live blamelessly on earth here, because we are not the one that is living anymore. It is him, his Holy Spirit, that is living on the inside of us. It make him, and as we obey him, as we yield unto him, it make it easier for us to be led and to be controlled by this Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when you have a child vagabond or disobedient, amen, you label him as a child that you don't want to be seeing. Yeah. But when you have a child that always adhere to your word and follows you, and bumper to bumper, then you become proud about that child. And that is how God is also. Hallelujah. So when we obey God, when we obey the Holy Ghost, when we obey, and by the grace of God, we are coming to how we can obey the Holy Spirit. What are the things that we have to obey about the Holy Spirit? Of course, we know by the grace of the Lord, before we finish our episode, not today soon, we are going to take care of that by the grace of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the book of 1 John again, chapter 3, verse, let's read verse, Matthew chapter 5, because of our time. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5:45. Let's hear what the Holy Spirit says there. What Jesus Christ himself said there. Matthew 5:45 says, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Hallelujah. That was where Christ was ministering to his disciple about how they must love their enemies and bless them that curse them. That is what 44, verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. How can somebody love when he didn't have the Spirit of God? It is the Spirit of God, because the life of sinner is a no more his own life. He found it. It is not easy for him to love and to bless. A son of God. If you still hate, you keep malice easily, then it means you can check the kind of spirit that is dwelling in you. If you still hate, if you still causes then I don't know the kind of spirit that is living inside of you. You must check it well. Praise ye the Lord. That was what Jesus Christ in the book of Luke chapter 6 verse 35 also. Luke 6, 35. Let's read it together again. Luke chapter 6 verse 35. We are in the Bible study. We have to check the word of God here and there. The Bible said, but ye love your enemies. Love your enemies and do good and lend, open for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. Wow. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. That is the spirit of Son of God. When you have the spirit of the Lord in you, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, 1 John 3, 1 to 2. Let's read together 1 John chapter 3. Verse 1 to 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man, I'm reading verse 3 now. And every man that had this hope in him purified himself, even as he is pure. God is pure. God is holy. And if any child of God will be a child of God indeed, he will do all that. Now, let's check three tests of sonship. What are the three tests of sonship that you want to check now? Three tests of sonship. To know whether you are really son of God. As you can answer these questions. Are you really conscious of an influence and control from above, from heaven above? The control, are you really conscious of it? That you are no more yourself. There is a glory that surrounds you, the presence of the Lord that covers you, and there is a you should obey, and you are conscious of the influence that they have on you. Are you conscious of that? You are conscious of the influence that the Lord have upon you that can draw you away from corruption of the world, of the world system. It is the only work of the Holy Spirit that can do that. When the Holy Spirit come to live inside of you, he came to do what? He came to draw you away through his evilest influence in your life. He came to draw you away from corruption of the world. So as to do what? So as to turn your back against every system of the world. System of sin. The control of evil ones. And all such. So if you are conscious of that. Of that influence. You are conscious of it. What I mean by conscious is that you totally agree. That you are not your own. You are under the power of heaven. Controlling you. And you cannot do anything without their dictates. Are you conscious of that? Number two, are you conscious of the compulsion to yield to that influence? And thus, you are being conducted in the path of purity of life. Are you conscious of the compulsion to do what? To yield to that influence. And then when you are yielding, you are experiencing the grace that flows, that draws you away from the world. And you know that you are under compulsion to obey that influence. That is only when that you can be called sons of God. Number three. Do you offer no resistance to the leadings of God? Do you follow cheerfully? You follow cheerfully whenever God commands you to do anything. Hallelujah. Whenever God commands you to do anything, do you do what? Do you obey cheerfully? Hallelujah. Do you say yes cheerfully? Or you do it with grudging, with complaining in your heart? Hallelujah. Because it's only when you do that cheerfully, amen, that the Lord himself, by your submission, mortify by his spirit, he mortify the deed of your flesh. The sinfulness in your body is put into control. Because when you offer no resistance to the leading of the Holy Spirit, it becomes easy for you also, and the flesh in you, to obey your decision to say no to it. But when you are not obeying the Holy Spirit constantly, whenever Satan brings his temptation to you, whenever trial comes your way, you fall easily, because your attention and your consciousness of having a power ruling over your life that you must obey, then that it became a problem unto you. Because when you do not put any resistance to the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is able to mortify the deed of your flesh, the deed of flesh like pride, like lust, like love of money, and the love of this world. If you are doing that, and you are not resisting, but following the Holy Spirit cheerfully and all his guide, the Lord helps in Jesus' name. You see, our father Abraham, when he was being tried, because God said he will bless the whole world through him, but he have to be tested to be God's own friend and God's own son also. He asked him to do one of the hardest things that he would have asked a man to do, to go and slaughter his child, to destroy him. So, and the Lord is looking for something in Abraham. Was looking for something in Abraham. What was he looking for? He was looking for righteousness. Righteousness of obedience unto his word. Because what we call righteousness is what? Is totally following God and obeying him, surrendering ourselves and everything that we are, that we stand on our ways unto him. That is righteousness. And that was what God is looking for. And he found it in Abraham. Will he find it in you also? In order for him to present you easily to the Lord, for Christ to present you easily unto his father at the last time, will you be able to be presented, or will you allow yourself to be presented? But where we read the other time here, he said that anybody let me read it again. Every man that hath this hope in himself, in him, or in God, purifieth himself even as he is pure. Verse 4 says, whosoever committed sin transgresseth also against the law. Transgresseth also against the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. What is that transgression there? Disobeying the word of the Lord. Taking another side against God and against his word. You see, it is only when we obey the Holy Spirit and we follow God that we live in peace, that we know what peace is, that we know what victory is, that we know what genuine blessing is. It is in obedience. It is in yielding to the influence of God, of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will make us, when that is possible, it will make the atmosphere of heaven to cover us and surround us. And that is what we call his presence. It will make his presence real. Forces of darkness and the powers of this world will be subjected to us. And that was what God declared upon man at the beginning. When he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, rule over. So that is what you will experience the moment you do what? You are living under the influence and the control of the Holy Spirit. It will be easier for you to live in peace. You enjoy victory cheap. You enjoy blessing cheap. There are a lot of us that God is still trying our obedience. He didn't give us what we want and what we are praying for. He's only looking for what he looked for in Adam, in Abraham, our father. Hallelujah. And what he looked for, and he didn't find in Adam, obedience. Following his word, following his law. Amen. The moment Abraham received direction to go and do what he wanted him, God wanted him to do, he didn't look back. He even didn't tell his wife. He went on as child, as righteous man,
and he went on to do it. And that was how God appointed him as an assigned him to be righteous. And when God found righteousness in somebody, he has found himself. Hallelujah. Then, when you are listening and obeying the word of the Lord and you are following him, God become your shepherd. Amen. He become your shepherd father. Hallelujah. And that is when God is able to lead you beside the still waters. That is when God is able to keep you from danger. In the book of Psalms 23, the Bible said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me into the path of righteousness. Leadeth me." That is when God, it is possible for God to do what? To lead you through the problems of life, through the sorrows and the commotions and the whatever problem that life offer. When you obey the Lord, when you follow his word and his guide through the Holy Ghost in you, the Lord become your shepherd father. Psalm 23 said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That will be your experience. You no more want anymore. He said, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." That is what will be your experience when you obey. Can you say what? Can hear what he said here? He said, He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Whether I like it or not, it is the Lord who know the better place that I can be at a time. And I have already submitted myself unto him for that. That anything I want to do, God first. And he must dictate for me where to go, what to do, what to have, what to even eat, and even what to wear. The wife to marry, the husband to marry. Hallelujah. Amen in Jesus' name. So when that is possible and God is able to lead you, become your shepherd father. He will restore your soul. He will lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then because he's leading you, even if you walk in the valley of the shadow of death, he will do what? You will fear no evil. For the Lord will be with you. His rod even will comfort, and staff will comfort you. What does that mean? The rod with which the psalmist David used to guide his animals. Amen. The rod. He used to beat them with rod at times when they are when they are going astray. And if his rod on you become a comfort as a child, and that is what's supposed to be. When you are scolded by God, or when you are led by God to do something that is contrary to your will, you still obey it. Yes, you accept his rod as your comfort. Hallelujah. His rod points the way to you and you follow the way. And the rod of the Lord is his word. Amen. The rod of the Lord is his law. It's his principle and precepts. And you follow it and you follow the guide. That is only when you are called the sons of God. Now he will prepare a table before you. And even in the presence of your enemies. Your enemies will be what? They will be redundant. In fact, you even not know enemies. Hallelujah. Because they would have become God's own enemies. Huh? Because the moment you obey God and follow his principle and precept as sons of God, your problem becomes his problem. He will not even allow you to carry it anymore. Even all those enemies that possess you, that you are running about to escape from, you will look for them, you will find them anymore. Amen in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. And he will cause his goodness and mercy to follow you all the days of your life. Huh? Because you too, you are dwelling in his presence, obeying his will. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. We are adding up gradually. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said, let's go to that Romans chapter that we are studying. Amen. We want to go to the next verse. Hallelujah. He said, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear." What is the spirit of bondage? The spirit of slavery. The spirit that produces fear. The spirit that binds you to slavery and oppression of sin and Satan. He said, if you are being led of the spirit of God and you are being called sons of God, you,
You have not received it. You cannot experience that spirit of fear anymore. Huh? No more fear. No more anxiety. Hallelujah. You are living in freedom. Jesus Christ said in the book of John chapter 8, he said, if therefore sons shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. As a child of God, you are what? You are no more under bondage of sin, bondage of fear. Hallelujah. Let's read the book of John 8, 32 and 36. John chapter 8, verse 32. And verse 32 to 35. To 36 rather. John 8, 32 to 35. Let's just read it. We want to see an experience there. When Jesus declared some people to be, okay, let me read it. 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then answered him, we be Abraham's children, Abraham's seed rather, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? That is what they believe. Some Christians even believe it, that they are not in any bondage. Yet, they are still living in sin. Huh? What did he say? The kind of bondage that Jesus Christ mean here is this. It was answered in verse 34. And Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. Whosoever do what? Committed sin is what? Servant of sin. The moment a believer, a Christian, is still under the power of sin, is in bondage. That is the bondage of bondage. And that is bondage that leads to other bondage, the bondage of sin. But the Bible said, you are no more. Let's read it. Let's read it again. He said, verse 35, and the servant abided not in the house forever, but the son abided forever. Hallelujah. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. It is only the freedom that Jesus offered that sets free. It's not religious freedom. Amen. It's not the freedom that is received by religion, where you justify yourself in sin. Amen. But when Christ is on the inside of you, he makes sin impossible, as sin was impossible for him also. Because his spirit that is living on the inside of you, we make sin impossible. And we make righteousness, only righteousness, possible. So that is what Jesus Christ is saying. If I, the Son of God, can make you free, it's only then that you are free indeed. Hallelujah. It is only that there are no more in bondage. Whatever I have put you in bondage, by the Lord will set you free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 there. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That is what the spirit of God works in you. When you obey him, he works what? He works power of love. He works power and give you sound mind. What is sound mind there? A mind that is freedom. A soul, a spirit, the spirit of that man is enjoying soundness. Soundness. He's enjoying freedom on the inside. It's not, if there is any alarm anywhere, he's not bothered. Because a power is living on the inside, controlling and guiding and in charge totally. So, and that power that is living on the inside of him have shut him away from the world system. And from the fear of the world, and from the anxiety of the world. That's the reason why, if you are a child of God and you are living in anxiety, you will not have rest, because in the night you wake up and you no more sleep anymore. Which kind of spirit is that? That is the freedom that the Lord wants to give you. If you will be indeed free, it's only Jesus Christ that can offer that freedom for you. You will just relax even in any problem. You no more, you will be unruffled. Because you have a sound mind. Even anything that comes to you negatively, it is positive that you reply with. Amen. If any sound of fear come to you, you no more fret for anything. Evil news comes your way, Because why? You are living in the realm of God where they know no fear. Praise the Lord. You are living in divine realm where they know no sin. That is what God has called us to be. Amen. And when he's living on this side of us, that is what happened. Amen. He said, but you have not received the spirit of what? Of bondage to fear, but you have what? You have received the spirit of, I'm running up by the grace of the Lord. He said, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. What is the spirit of adoption? Amen. Praise the Lord. That is where we are going to end this one today. Hallelujah. The spirit of adoption is that feeling of confidence that you are loved by God. You are feeling the confidence inside of you. That is the spirit of adoption. The moment Christ is on this side of you, that is what will be your experience. You will feel that you are no more relevant to sinners. And those old friend sinners that you have been keeping before, you become, because you have received the spirit of adoption. You know what is adoption? Adoption is taking and treating a stranger as one's own child. Isn't it? So, now, the moment you enter into God's family through Jesus Christ, then the atmosphere of God's family is what covers you. That what you enjoy. And that the atmosphere of God's house is filled with what? It's filled with peace, love, joy. There's no hatred to anybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, this atmosphere, whatever you find in heaven, because there is no hatred in heaven, isn't it? So the moment Christ is on the side of you and the spirit of adoption is on the inside, you are now what? You are now conscious of the fact that you are no more in the old past where you keep sinful friends and you are sinning together with them. Hallelujah. You receive the spirit of apportion and it gives you a consciousness inside of you. And it gives you a kind of challenge also to manifest towards God as children will manifest. You will have a kind of challenge inside of you to live to please God. To please your Father. Hallelujah. As our children that we have, they present to us things they want to give to us in order to win us to their side that we love them. So you too, as son of God, you do what? You yield yourself unto him. And then you are manifesting yourself as obedient child unto him. Because when Christ comes inside of you, what he offers you, what really makes you to change from sinfulness is the love that Christ offered through Jesus Christ. He offered love. And love must multiply. If you are saved by the love of God, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Love the world. Meaning that you are product of love. The moment you enter into Christ, the realm of God that is filled with peace and love and joy, then you are living in the inside of that, then it will also cause you to produce fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. That is called what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, faith, and so on. Hallelujah. So, it is only when you are living on the inside like that, that you can produce. When God is your Father. When you are being controlled by Him. Galatians chapter 4 verse 5. Galatians 4, 5. Ladies, Galatians chapter 4, verse 5. Galatians 4, 5. Amen. Are you there with me? Let's read Galatians 4, 5 together. The Bible said, Galatians 4, 5, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of son. You are adopted already. You are not only adopted, though you are a stranger because of sin, but now you have become a bona fide son of God. And the moment you become that, you live as God on earth. The Bible said, by that you begin to cry, Abba, Father. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Whereby we are free to approach Him and to relate with Him freely for every issue of our lives.
there will be no more care. Anything we have, we go to our Father.
Abba, Father. Abba, Father means Father. Father, I have come. Daddy, Daddy. You call your God, Daddy, Daddy. Father, Father. Freely.
Amen in Jesus' name. If somebody did not give back to you, you will not easily call him Daddy. It's only the pastor of your church that you call Daddy. Because he born you in faith, isn't it? But you can't call stranger your Father. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. So that is what happened to us also. As sons of God, we cry, Abba, Father, with confidence of sonship. And that, because there is a testimony inside of us that the Spirit of the Lord himself, that is the next verse, verse 16, he said, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit himself, itself, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. That's why we are going to stop today. That the Spirit of God will begin to bear witness in you. The moment you live in constant obedience and loyalty unto God, the Holy Spirit takes over from there. He gives you witness on the inside. Your spirit man, your soul, your mind becomes in your mind. You become, your mind is yourself. Your soul is you. Your personality. So your personality is converted to become God's own friend. And the Holy Spirit will furnish you with information. Furnish your heart, your soul with information. Even if you are to go somewhere that is wrong, the Holy Spirit will tell you. There was a time I was traveling from a far place. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit said, there is going to be an accident in front of you, ahead of you. Immediately I began to do what? To reject it and pray. And as I was praying, the Spirit speaking in tongues, a vehicle was coming from a petrol station attached to the road that we are on high speed. And that vehicle was coming as if it wanted to enter into our front like this and just collided with us. Hallelujah. But thank God for the driver. Thank God for the driver of Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God for Holy Ghost himself who have countered it. When you are a child of God, the Holy Spirit can furnish you with information. When you are obeying the Lord and you are following his word easily, it makes it easy for him, for you even to hear him when he speaks to you. Because the way he's saying to you and commanding you and you are obeying him and following him is the way that he will even minister to you also. Because you have already built a channel whereby God will communicate to you, to your mind and to your spirit. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. For that, as we round up, let's read the book of Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. As we are rounding up, the Bible said here, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 22, said, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts, in your hearts, that will be a testimony and the testifying of the Holy Spirit that you are a child of God. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. Amen. There is earnest of spirit that is given unto you. In your heart, you will know it. In your heart, you will know it. That you are a child of God. Praise the Lord. He said, the Spirit of the Lord bear witness with your mind. In your heart, you will say to it. And there is nobody who can convince you anymore. When Jesus Christ opened that blind man's eyes in John chapter 9, the Bible said the people want to convince him that you are not the one whose eyes was open. They want to even, because of Jesus, because they hated Jesus Christ. And they don't want him to mention his name anymore. So they even want to, they want to send him to blindness again. By even not confessing Jesus as what? As the one who opened his eyes. Can it be possible? He said, all I know is that once I was blind, now I see. Whether he is a child of God, or whether he's a son of God, or a wicked man, he's operating through the whatever. All I know is that what? He opened my eyes, and you can't do it. So that is the confession you have when you have the Holy Spirit in you. And when you become a child of God, nobody will be able to say no. Because when I was born again, that was what happened. I was sent away packing. I was a youth, young man. Huh? I was sent away. With joy, I went out. They want me to, they gathered They gather my family people and all the mosque people that we used to go to mosque together and this day. They gathered them to come and convince me. They couldn't. Why? Because I am convinced. The Holy Spirit has given me witness that I'm a child of God. It's a very glorious experience. When you are in that experience, may you experience it in Jesus' mighty name. 1 John chapter 5, verse 10, and then let us pray. Because our time only remains 4 minutes there. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5, 10 to 11. 1 John chapter 5, verse 10 to 11. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, "And he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself." Can you hear that? He hath the witness in himself. He hath the witness in himself. "He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son." Hallelujah. "And this is the record, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." That is the conviction that a true child of God that really confessed Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is that the Holy Spirit is leading, that is the conviction that we have. He will have the conviction that he have eternal life. He's saved. And he can't go back to the world of sin anymore. Sinful, he will become tired of sin. And he will hate sinfulness. When I was born again, the first thing I did was that I did all the friends that I know. There were so many. I couldn't go to any one of them when I was driven away from home because of accepting Christ. I went to hide myself somewhere for 3 days until we call them father who win us to Christ. Hallelujah. Of course, they are our brother. Yeah, hallelujah. So, until he came to visit me again, after I received Christ as my Lord and Savior, I couldn't go to any one of the friends anymore, because what would they do for me? They have become older friends that I cannot mingle myself with anymore, because I'm experiencing divine guidance of the Lord. The Lord did not leave me that way anymore. That is what will happen when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, because you will have the witness in you. The Bible says, "He that believeth on the Son of God have the witness in himself." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you having the witness that you are Son of God? Is Christ living on this side of you? True and true. Are you a believer indeed? Who are you, by the way? I pray the Lord God Almighty will give you a new heart today. You can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior even now. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "Now we see." So that is what I read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Hallelujah. "You will know the things that are freely given unto you of God, because you are being led by the Spirit of God. You will know how to reject the evil offer of the devil. You will know whether Satan is talking and God, when God is talking and when the enemy is talking. You will know the voice of your God. You differentiate it between the voice of your master and the voice of the devil when you are being led by the Holy Spirit of God and you are following his word. That is what you enjoy. So I call the title of this message today, the blessings of the gospel of the Holy Spirit. The blessing of the gospel in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So those are the things you enjoy. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. By the grace of the Lord, we continue next week. Amen. From Romans chapter 8, from verse 17. Hallelujah. Of course, we will start from verse 18, because this verse 17 also. Okay, we can start from there by the grace of God. Of course, there is nobody here who can ask question. We give time for questioning. Is there any question here? Is there any question before we round up? Hallelujah. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. All of you that joined the studio, the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Wilhelmina Atubua Atuguba. The Lord bless you. Amen. Then Ella Joy, the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I pray the Lord will cause the blessing that you receive here to be permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? I want us to pray to the Lord. Lord, Holy Spirit, I commit myself again unto you in a new way. Holy Spirit, come on this side of me. Even if you are old Christians here, you see, you have not been obeying the Holy Spirit even to the letter. Yes, many of us, we don't ask things from the Lord before we take the step. Hallelujah. We still listen to our own voice and our own mind. Huh? Not the mind of the Holy Spirit. You have your mind and you have the mind of the Holy Spirit. And it is the mind of the Holy Spirit that can sustain you, not your mind. I want us to pray, Lord, help me to yield unto you completely. Help me to adopt your mind in all guidance that I need in life. Oh Lord, help me to adopt your leading. Help me, oh Lord. Holy Spirit, come on this side of me. Take charge of me completely in the name of Jesus. Take charge of me completely in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit. I need you. I need you. I need you in my life. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Malika to Zotoro Dobayaba. Ele Kruto Sodro Managailiga Sarayaba. Holy Spirit, help us in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, help us in the name of Jesus. We need you. We need you. Help us by your grace. Help us by your power, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I want you to just pray for us. Hallelujah. Just continue to round up, man. Hallelujah. And you can still have anything that you want. Don't throw that in.
Blessed be the name of the Lord for the message. We thank the Lord for how far he has taken us. We bless his name for the message. May his name be praised. The book of Romans is indeed loaded. And we thank the Lord how far he has gone with us. He will still continue with us. We are asking if anybody has questions. You are free to ask your questions. God is good all the time. So, Father, if there is no question, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you have sent the word. Thank you for that your servant you have used. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that has taken him over. Thank you for the word sent into our life. For that reason for which you send it, it shall accomplish. And that which is your desire shall come to pass.
Yes.
And the word will produce the result you want in our life.
Yes, amen.
To be closer to you, to fulfill our destiny. What is our destiny? Destiny. Amen. To please you.
Yes.
To show forth your glory. To be part of those that will be given you thanks. Lord, thank you for this word. The Holy Spirit will give it wings.
Amen.
To reach every family.
Amen.
To reach every heart.
Amen.
To reach every kingdom.
Amen.
And the word which is Jesus shall be so powerful and enabled by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To settle us within our soul,
amen,
spirit, and body.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we say thank you again.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. We harvest our blessings.
Yes.
We harvest our miracles. There's nothing one wants that's not in the world. There's nothing you look for, there's not a word. The word is life, the word is sun, the word is quick and powerful. We harvest that which our heart desire in the world.
Amen.
And our heart, our life shall please the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, O Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Forever you are wonderful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Want to thank you once again. By Wednesday at 7 a.m. Nigerian time, we're going to have our Shiloh Hour. That's our miracle day. Please join us at that time. And we know as you join us, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord will radiate upon your life. And then on Saturday, by the grace of the Lord, we are going to have teachings on marital issue. We are hoping by the grace of the Lord to begin teaching, series of teaching on mending fence in marriage. Fence mending in marriage. Fence mending in marriage. So, we pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' mighty name. We will invite our friend, Pastor Daniel to join us at that meeting. And we believe that the Lord will bless us in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. By the grace of the Lord, I know you will be with us. And those of you that are downloading our message, we pray that the Lord will continue to bless you as you download. And those that join us on the studio, may the Lord God Almighty continue to bless you and encourage you to do more, to be with us in Jesus' name. The message you have received today, I pray the Lord will give it wings. The Lord God Almighty will make it to be established in your life in Jesus' name. Bye for now. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.